Welcome to Cinema Soundtracks. I'm your host, Eve Elliott. For this episode, I'm going to be talking about the movie Garden State and its Grammy-winning soundtrack. Garden State was written and directed by Zach Braff, who plays the main character in the movie, Andrew Largeman. The film begins with Andrew Largeman hearing the news about his mother's death and returning home for the funeral. It is revealed that he hasn't been to his hometown in New Jersey for about 9 years. When Andrew was a child, his father, a psychiatrist, prescribed him with many different medications that have numbed his emotions over the years. While back in New Jersey, Andrew reconnects with some old friends and meets a girl named Sam, played by Natalie Portman, who's bursting with emotions and is essentially the exact opposite of him. The majority of the plot consists of Andrew and Sam falling in love and Andrew learning how to feel things again. The soundtrack consists of many indie rock artists, and it won the Grammy for Best Compilation Soundtrack Album for a Motion Picture in 2005. Arguably the most notable song on the soundtrack is New Slang by The Shins.
New slang when you notice the stripes, the dirt in your fries.
Andrew and Sam meet for the first time in the waiting room at a doctor's office. Sam hands Andrew her headphones and says,
"You gotta hear this one song, it'll change your life, I swear."
This song really introduces Sam as being an important person in Andrew's life, and it sets the tone for the rest of the movie. Up next, we have the song Fair by Remy Zero.
So what if you catch me? Where would we land? Somebody's life taken his hands. Sing to me hope as she spun on the stand.
During this scene, Andrew and Sam are sitting by a fireplace with some of Andrew's friends in a huge mansion. Andrew begins sharing about his mom and how he ended up on multiple mood stabilizers and antidepressants. He also admits his feelings for Sam as the music starts to come in. The song is very gentle, but is also one of the more uplifting songs on the soundtrack, and it represents how the characters feel when they're together. As Andrew, Sam, and his friend Mark drive around New Jersey, we hear the song One of These Things First by Nick Drake.
Could have been a sailor, could have been a cook.
Although this song is only played briefly in the movie, it has an important effect on the soundtrack. The lyrics include lines like, "I could have been a signpost, could have been a clock. As simple as a kettle, steady as a rock." The repetition of "I could have" portrays how Andrew feels throughout the movie. He regrets that he has been shielded from his own emotions and often thinks of what his life could have been. This next song is The Only Living Boy in New York by Simon and Garfunkel. This song plays at the climax of the movie and really goes well with the emotions felt during this scene. Without spoiling too much, I'll say that Andrew, Sam, and Mark have spent the day looking for something all over town. They eventually end up at a large quarry. The scene ends with the three characters standing on top of a crane and screaming into the quarry. This scene signifies a moment of realization or a kind of epiphany for Andrew as he realizes how emotions can affect your life in a really positive way. The last song on this list is a cover of Such Great Heights by Iron and Wine. This scene shows Andrew and Sam sitting and talking in an empty bathtub. Andrew is telling Sam about finally being able to feel things again and how much it hurts. Andrew begins crying for the first time in years after telling Sam that he was unable to cry at his mom's funeral. The original version of this song by the Postal Service is much faster and includes more synth. This version of the song is softer and slower to emphasize the sadness that Andrew feels about his mom's death and about how much of his life he feels like he's missed out on.
They will see us waving from such great heights. Come down now. They'll say,
Andrew's finally able to live his life without feeling numb to everything around him.
Come down now, but we'll stay.
That's all I have for this episode of Cinema Soundtracks. Garden State is a really great movie with a cult following and an interesting indie rock soundtrack. I would definitely recommend checking out both the movie and the soundtrack, as well as Zach Braff's other films. For WHJE, this has been Eve Elliott, and I'll be back next time with a new soundtrack to discuss. For more podcasts like this one, go to whje.com.